Welcome, everybody. If I can first ask you all to mute your microphones. Welcome to the press conference. We have head coach from York 9 FC, Jimmy Brennan. If you guys can use the raise hand icon, we can start with your questions. So we're going to start with Marty Thompson. Go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy, I guess just your general thoughts on the game. Obviously, a lack of finish, and that ended up biting you in the ass.
That's a nice way to put it. I thought overall, you know, it was competitive. They're a tough team to play against as well. You know, they're direct. You know, they're no nonsense defending. They hook it on every chance they get a throw in. They're lumping in the box, and they make it very difficult for you. It took us a while to get going. You know, I think that rest on them a world of good. And eventually we started kind of getting into the match a little bit and started having a few chances. And I think even when we were in and around that box, we had chances to pull the trigger, but we took that extra touch, which killed that opening and that opportunity. But overall, look, I thought our guys put a good shift in today, and obviously we're disappointed. You know, I think with Abzi there, we give an easy throw, and again, that ball's coming in. Second phase, he has a good shot, and Nate struggles with it a little bit because it's moving so much, and then obviously Haber puts a rebound in. So, you know, I think I'm disappointed how the goal came about.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Is there any? Giancarlo, go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy. Just to follow up on that, you had Ibsy in there on the wing this game again. So was there something you saw out of him and the way he maybe meshed when training with Petrasso that you felt he was better positioned for that attacking role?
Yeah, look, I mean, we brought Ibsy in. He was a left winger, and we converted him into that wing-back role. Fugo was, we thought over the tournament, he's been doing very well at that left-back role, and we could push Abzi up and give us that left footer to get at players and get balls in the box when time was right. And that's why we put him out wide, and we brought Michael in. Michael's had a great few days of training. And we thought we'd have those two wide guys with Ryan up top to give us a little bit of pace and get in behind their back three.
And also, with Thompson, that was an unfortunate situation there. Just as a coach, what can you say to him to make him readjust so he didn't have to think about that the whole game?
Look, I mean, it's unfortunate the way it happened. It's a part of the game. It happens. It happens a lot. Even when I played, you know, there was games where guys broke their legs. You know, it's not like Roger was, you know, malicious and he's gone after the guy. Roger's gone in to block a shot, and obviously, you know, they've collided, and that's happened. You never want to see that happen to a player. You know, it happens in the game. But with Roger, you know, he knew, he went in hard. And unfortunately, you know, the players come off badly injured. But, you know, our players understand it. And obviously, you know, we'll be finding out after how the other player's doing. And we hope he's well.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Michael McCall. Go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy. Obviously, it's the waiting game now for the two matches tomorrow. What's tomorrow going to look like? Are you going to sit down as a group and watch the games together?
Yeah, we'll sit down as a group and we'll watch that match. Hopefully, the cards fall our way. It's frustrating. It's frustrating when you're looking at it. You know, we had opportunities throughout this tournament. We could have just finished off games. We could have picked up a few more points. We've been in a better position or even drawn this match tonight. But now we've got to rely on other teams, which we never want. But you know, we'll be watching it collectively as a group, and hopefully we get the results to get us through.
If everything goes according to plan and you do get into phase two, obviously, I mean, it goes without saying, I know that goals from open play is something that you're going to need to work on more, but what other changes do you need from this group to make it then further in this competition?
I think we got to be a little bit more creative in that final third. I mean, look, we've scored 8 goals in 6 games. You know, those are chances that we've created through getting into those areas. And we've just got to take those openings when they come. You know, don't be hesitant in and around the box. And I think we've just got to be better and more instinct when we have those opportunities rather than thinking too much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
I'll do one last call for questions. Last chance to put up your hands. Okay. We're going to say thank you very much to Jimmy, and we're going to move on to Luca Gasparetto. Thanks, Jimmy. Okay, so if we can use the raise hand icon for Luca. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Luca. It was interesting there after the injury. It seemed like the first half just had a different energy to it. Was that? Did you see that on the field, and did you experience that?
No, I don't think so. I think obviously it's an unfortunate event what happened. But I mean, the players on the field, we got on with it. We obviously wish him all the best, and we'll be checking in to see how he's doing. But I mean, at the end of the day, you still got a 60 minutes of football to play. So. I maybe change for a couple of minutes, just trying to get our legs back and to get back after the long pause that we did have. But I mean, after that, I think it was straight business and down to playing football again.
And just your thoughts on the result? Obviously not what you guys had in mind, but I mean, for long stretches, you guys are playing well.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was one of our better performances, especially in the second half. And I think we're unlucky that we didn't come away with anything there. It's obviously a tough way to potentially end our tournament, end our season. But at the end of the day, I mean, they were clinical. They finished their chance, and we didn't. And I think that's been a story for us all seasons, all tournaments so far. I mean, we're lacking the creativity and the chances created in the final third. And, like the Gaff said, I think we scored 8 goals in 6 games, and that's not really good enough with the quality and standard of players that we have, and it puts a lot of pressure on us defenders, you know, when we're not scoring goals. So I think that was one of the aspects where we should have, you know, improved on it and been better. But at the end of the day, it's the way football goes sometimes. I mean, we, like I said, I thought we played well in the second half, and ultimately didn't come away with anything.
Thanks, Luke. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Marty. Next up is Robin Glover. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, and of course, looking at back at last year, that Calvary seems to have your number. The only time you ever got a result was that tie at York, where they were down to 9 players. But is it just that team, or was it just the day that why you have such bad luck against them?
I think, credit to Calgary. They're a good team, well organized, and, they know how to play against us, but at the same time, we know how to play against them. And I think we were the better team, like I said, especially in the second half. Looking back at even last year when we played them, I think the thing that they have the edge on us is they're more clinical and they score their chances, and that's why they're at the top of the table. And, that's football. You need to score your chances. You need to score goals to win games. And we don't score enough goals. All credit to Calgary. Like you said, they know how to play against us. And it's frustrating when you can't get a result off the team. I know it's been a while now. It's been like a year and a half, close to 2 years. And it's frustrating. But like I said, I'm proud of the performance that we put in today, even though we got nothing for it. We've definitely come a long way since our first game against Ottawa in a short period of time. It was nice to have everyone back on the field again and healthy, you know, playing with some of these guys that were expected to come in from the start and were a bit unfortunate with injuries. So that was a nice positive, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's about results, and unfortunately we didn't get that.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Okay, thank you so much, Luca. We're going to just do a transfer, and we'll move on to Calvary FC. Just to let everybody know that we await the results of the Pacific FC versus Edmonton FC Edmonton match tomorrow to see the status of York 9. Thank you.
Joining us, we've got Nick Ledger-Wood joining us first here for this post-match press conference. I'll ask you to use the raise hand icon. I see we've got a few already up. So, Robin, if you'd like to start, please go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering about your, that you have such good luck against York. The only time they've ever got a result from you is when you...
If Robin's there. Charlie,
sorry.
We will start with you.
Damn it, okay.
Yeah, thanks. All right, I guess... Nick, I guess we'll just start with what you make of the game. I mean, you guys have kind of secured your fate. So what did you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, we knew going in, we lost 200,000, and for us it was a reaction. We knew what we were in, and with the result of Forge, you know, prior to the game, we knew if we win, we go top of the table, and it's exactly where we'd like to be. So it was a little bit more incentive there for the boys as well, and I think, you know, after the injury on Oliver, you know, the boys banded together, and it's a test of character, and it's a test of, you know, if we really want to be here and fight it out and stick together. And I think the boys did exceptionally well. We had a game plan, and obviously we had to mix it up after 20 minutes. Bringing Haber on, I thought he did unbelievable for us, the big man up top, and he got rewarded for all his hard work.
You mentioned the injury to Oliver, which was heartbreaking, but did you guys kind of have that in mind? You wanted to kind of rally after that and kind of keep him in mind as you're playing?
I think whenever anything happens to that, I mean, Ollie's not only a teammate, I think he's a close friend of everybody on the team. He's an exceptional guy in and around the locker room, so whenever anything happens like that, I think it's just natural to, you know, say we're doing this for him. It's just a little bit more motivation, so... I think after we kind of cleared our throats and said, you know, we got to get on with it, yeah, it was for him.
Thanks, Nick.
Michael McCall, go ahead.
Hi, Nick. The teams that Tommy's built, it's like you expect them to come back into games, and when the going gets tough, you expect them to come back. But how nervy was it out there for you when it had got maybe secret at Armagh and it's still 0-0? Are you starting to play over what happened in the last two games where you've had a lot of chances, or were you confident throughout that you would get that breakthrough goal that you needed?
I think the opposite. I think as the further the game went on, I think the more and more we felt like we were going to get rewarded. And, you know, you mentioned the teams that Tommy's built. He built a team around the character and quality of players, and that's exactly what we showed today is, you know, the character of each and every one of us, and at the end of the day, the little bit of quality that's needed to win a game.
And you're into the next phase now. What are you expecting from this next phase? Because obviously every single game matters, every single point's going to matter. There's very little room for error. Do you expect kind of more cagey affairs like today's game, or do you think it's going to be a bit more open?
I think it'll depend on how many fit players are going to be are out on the field. By the looks of it, players are dropping left, right, and center. So I think, you know, we have a very good depth in our team that we've been, you know, believing in the process of rotating players and making sure everybody's fit and healthy. And I think we have a very healthy team going forward. So, you know, I think there's two more spots, I believe, open in the final four. So we'll have to see who grabs those, and then we can kind of pick it apart once we get further.
Cheers, Nick. Good luck in the next phase.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. We'll take two more questions, one from Sandra Priscina, followed by Todd Sailhoff. So, Sandra, go ahead.
Thanks, Ashley. Hey, Nick. Congrats on the win. I'm just wondering if you can share a little bit of what the message was during halftime. Obviously, after the injury to Oliver and just the result being scoreless at that point.
Yeah, I think for us, we knew we put in a good half of football, and we just wanted to keep the ball moving and keep the momentum going. We knew we'd get rewarded if we kept pressing like we did. You know, and we knew that if that wasn't the case, we had players coming off the bench that could change the game for us. So our biggest message was, let's not have any regrets going into the second half. Let's not have any regrets, you know, for the last 45 minutes. We didn't want it to be the last 45 minutes of football we were going to play in 2020. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's going to be. Any team that's knocked out, their season's done. So, you know, we've just expanded that by another 3 games and, you know, hopefully further.
Appreciate it, Nick. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Nick. Congrats on the win. I imagine after the last couple of games, you guys might have been trying to figure out what was going on with yourselves. You leave it this late in the tournament to get the job done, when it looked like earlier on in the tournament, you know, this was going to be something that you went into pretty quickly into the second round. How much anger, how much emotion kind of was in this whole build up to this kind of game to leave it this late?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we wanted to secure it a little earlier, and we didn't do ourselves any favor with the games against Ottawa and Pacific. But, you know, we had a week time after the Pacific game to sit down and pick it apart and see where we went wrong. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was a mentality thing. And we all knew that today it was win and stay in. We lose, we go home. So I think the leaders on the field led, and everybody else followed, and we knew what was at stake. So, you know, we said in the locker room, you know, pressure is a privilege to have. Not every team has pressure in this tournament. You know, there's some teams that are already going home, and there's no pressure. So we just kind of took it upon ourselves that, you know, we've come this far. Everything's in our own hands at the end of the day, and, you know, we did what we needed to do to get through.
And now you wipe the slate clean and start all over again.
Yeah, somewhat.
All right, good stuff. Thanks. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us here, Nick. Congratulations on the win. And we'll bring out Tommy Whelan Jr. next.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Tommy. Thank you for joining us. We've already got some hands up here, so we'll get moving. Charlie O'Connor Clark, go ahead.
Hey, Tommy, you said that you wanted to see the best version of yourselves. Is that it, or at least closer to it?
Closer to it. Never going to get a perfect game together, but you can get a perfect performance in terms of clean sheet, goals, winning the duels. And I think that in the circumstances, we've been questioned. I challenged the players to show, you know, that desire that we'd lacked in the last couple, and it was tiredness. It was just mental fatigue. I think they felt back to themselves after a week of training, and we went after it. And again, to have to respond after a horrific injury just even speaks to, you know, the power of the mentality of this group. They are, obviously, it's like, you know, I know we're called the Cavalry, but it's like a team of soldiers. They're a band of brothers. They really are. I couldn't be prouder.
You mentioned the injury to Oliver, which is obviously heartbreaking. I'm kind of just wondering if you've heard anything about just how he's doing.
He's going into surgery right now. We don't know the full extent, but it's serious.
All right, thanks, Tommy. All the best, Oliver. Thank you.
Michael McColl, go ahead.
Hi, Tommy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mike.
The teams that you've built, I just asked Nick this as well, the teams that you've built over the years, they've always got character. You always believe that you're going to get a breakthrough, you're going to get the goals that you need. The longer this one went on today, did you still have that belief? How nervous was that for you on the sideline?
These are the games you want to be involved in. I think I said that prior, is because if you want to build a championship aspiring team, you've got to be in these must-win games. And you know, we've shown different ways to win through this tournament. So you look at Edmonton, I thought we outpassed them today. I think we outworked York 9. It's simply we played against probably one of the best, if not the best, midfield three and suffocated them. And that speaks volumes to the players. But as the game went on,
No, I knew we were going to get something. We were probing. We were having questions asked. I mean, Marcus Avers had one incredible save by Nate Ingham from the corner. We'd worked on a few little trick set plays. Nico Pasquotti was back, to his best, I thought, dropping in pockets. Didn't feel like they were going to score, if I'm honest, because of the way the guys were back themselves. So I wasn't getting nervous per se. I was getting excited. And I think you can see the reactions from when we did score.
Yeah, you certainly seemed happy when they put that win in.
I like winning, Mike.
I know. Yesterday you talked about that this was a quarter final, so now you're into the semi finals. What are you expecting from these next three matches? Do you expect more cagey affairs like today? Do you think you're going to have the chance to be more open in these games?
I don't know. I mean, we cycled the ball quite well because York chose a tactic to sit very deep and let us have it, and we wanted to stretch them a bit. We wanted to play in the spaces behind, back them up a bit, and then start moving the ball across the back three in our holding mid, which I thought we did quite well in stages. So we'll just play what the opposition gives us. If they want to press us, like what Halifax did, we'll try and look at the spaces. If they want to drop low, like York did, we'll try and find, be patient with our probing. But I think it's now going to be a tournament of resilience. The team with the fittest bodies, and I'll be honest, we've got bodies that are hurting. We've got, a lot of unfortunate injuries to our front lines, but what we do have is players that will play out of position, like Bruno Zebbi's playing out wide, and then in the middle, Jordan Brown's an out-and-out striker and he's covering back at left midfield. Nico Pasquotti switched for Oliver, playing in the attacking midfield, then out right wing. Lads will just do whatever needs to be done, and that's what our strengths are.
Thanks, Tommy. You did say it was going to be a war of attrition, so good luck in the next phase.
All right, we'll take three more questions here. We'll start with Todd Sailhoff.
Hey, Tommy, congrats on the win. I guess as far as coming into this game, was there any sort of maybe anger coming into this on the part of the guys saying, we shouldn't be in this position, here we are, we need to put this to bed right now and get at it? Did you feel like there was any sort of that?
We're quite proud of the way we are as a team. I think you see that in, when we win, we're together. When we lose, we take it on the chin and try and move on. We've never, ever had experience of back-to-back, but we're in a situation where we've never experienced it before, this type of volume of games this quick after such a long break. So it was new for us, but for us, it was just another chapter to say, right, we talk about adapt and overcome. This is it. And we laid it down and said, look, how do we want to go about this? And all the guys said, look, let's give it everything. Let's make their life uncomfortable. Let's be in their half, pressuring them, asking questions, probing passes, getting shots in. So once the lads started like that in the first 10 or 15, I thought, this is my team again. This is my team. And they went on to do that.
I take it that was Oliver's jersey that Haver went over and...
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Oliver's a terrific human being. We recruit them well by the character of the player as well as a person as well as the player. Oliver means a lot to us as a group. We've had some bad injuries even last year, and the guys always rally around for each other. So, yeah, Marcus, and he's turned into a bit of a cult figure for us. Came over after he'd celebrated with the lads to kiss the jersey, and I think the lads appreciate that because it's a fallen soldier.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Todd.
Robin Glover, go ahead.
Okay, unmute. There. Congratulations today. You seem to have great luck against York. The only time they've got a result now in six times was when that game in York where you guys were down to nine men. Do you have a reason why you do so well against them in particular?
We get our tactics right. We don't rely on luck. Because if it was luck, they'd have beat us when we had nine men. And I was still fuming after that one, if you remember.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, for the most part, it's a chess match. And they're the only undefeated team in this tournament, which shows the quality of the team they've got. We just chose to play a different game against them based on what they've done so far. And we seem to have it tactically right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
All right, we'll take our final question from Cammie. Hi, Tommy. Congrats on the win. You talked a lot, just even today, about the mental aspect of the games on PEI. I was just wondering how important it is mentally for you guys to secure the spot in the second stage on your own terms, rather than having to, you know, wait to see the results tomorrow, and what that does, especially since the guys were so fired up coming into this game.
Well, that means a lot, Cam. It's, you know, the leadership group of this team, you're Nick Ledgewood, Jonathan Wieldens, Mason Traffords, Marcos, Elijahs, they just talked about it prior and said, leave your clothes on the hangers, we're not going home. So we take it into our hands. We don't want to be relying on other people's results. Let's play this game to win it. And that's all the focus was. And as soon as the leaders start talking about that, it becomes infectious across all of it and leaves very little for myself and the coaching staff to say.
Great. If that's all our questions here, Tommy, we'll let you go. Congratulations again. We look forward to round two. And all of our best to Oliver.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.